The signs of grief are hard to miss at Fort Hood. But soldiers carry on. Military families pull together. These women all have sons serving overseas. They came from various parts of Texas to offer support to the soldiers and families here. Rhonda Lynn Anderson has two sons at other posts.
The only thing we can do is offer them hugs and prayers, you know, and just let them know that we know how they feel, you know. But for the grace of God, that could be one of mine.
Katie Canfield has a son overseas in the Marines. She says the attack on Fort Hood affects men and women from all branches of the military.
They're trained to think about what the enemy outside is going to do to you. They're not really looking at one of their own attacking and killing them.
Soldiers here expressed appreciation for the president's visit and the support of civilians who have sent donations to victims' families. Such public events often pull people together, but many soldiers deal with the grief and pain in their own private ways. People here at Fort Hood are used to memorial events. Some 545 soldiers from this base have died in recent years in Iraq or Afghanistan. Army Specialist Chris Love has seen action in Afghanistan. He says he never expected to confront it here.
It's a real shock because when we come back from the deployment, we're expecting a nice, quiet surroundings where we can feel safe again and get over what happened while we were overseas. And for something like this, especially on the base, it really shakes a lot of people, especially new people to the Army.
But Sergeant Perry Osborne says soldiers remain comfortable on this base and do not worry about another attack.
Well, we can't let that, you know, make us afraid, you know what I'm saying? We just got to keep moving on.
This was a day to reflect and remember those who died, but it was also a day for the Army family to come together and to carry on. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Fort Hood, Texas.